This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The United States could be headed toward a chaotic last few days of 2020 as millions lose jobless benefits and federal agencies potentially face a shutdown. President Donald Trump has not yet signed a $2.3 trillion financial package that will fund the U.S. government and provide pandemic relief to the country. The Republican president has demanded that Congress change a bill to increase the size of stimulus checks for struggling Americans to $2,000 from $600. He came under pressure from lawmakers on both sides on Sunday. They are calling for him to sign the bill. Lawmakers have called on him to stop blocking the pandemic aid and government funding bill, which was approved by Congress last week. Many economists agree that the financial aid in the bill should be higher to get the economy moving again, but say that immediate support for Americans hit by coronavirus lockdowns is still urgently needed. Unemployment benefits being paid out to about 14 million people through pandemic programs lapsed on Saturday. It could be restarted until mid-March if President Trump signs the bill. Police in the U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, say a man named Anthony Quinn Warner is under investigation in connection with the Christmas Day bombing that rocked a downtown area. Metro Nashville Police Department spokesman Dan Aaron confirmed Warner's identity Sunday. Federal and state investigators are trying to determine who set off a bomb inside a recreational vehicle on Friday morning, injuring three people and damaging more than 40 businesses. They are also working to identify human remains that were found at the scene. This is VOA News. Almost 10 months after the first Italian patient tested positive for the new coronavirus, Italy on Sunday vaccinated the first residents against COVID-19. Three health workers at a hospital in Rome were inoculated with the vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Heavy snowfall killed 12 climbers in the mountains north of Tehran, Iran, according to state media on Sunday. State media also reporting a ship capsized in the Gulf and the crew is missing. The heavy snow and high winds in several parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. Meanwhile, IRIB said on its website maritime authorities were searching for the six Iranian and one Indian crew members of an Iranian transport vessel that capsized near the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Gulf on Friday. Central African Republic residents turned out in huge numbers for presidential and legislative elections Sunday, that according to the head of the UN mission. This despite rebels opening fire in some areas to try to scare away voters. Rebel groups hostile to the incumbent president who is seeking a second term have carried out attacks and threatened to march to the Capitol and disrupt the election after the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including a popular former president. The current president is considered the favorite in the field of 17 candidates. Vote counting began on Sunday, and full provisional results are expected at week's end. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday in an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. A smooth handover could be a bright spot for a country blighted by the widespread poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the last year. Turkey's parliament passed a law on Sunday that would ramp up oversight of foundations and associations and, according to rights groups, including Amnesty International, risks limiting the freedoms of civil society organizations. The law allows the interior minister to replace members of organizations who are being investigated for terrorism charges, while the interior ministry can also apply to courts to halt the group's activities under the new law. International organizations will also be included under the law and penalized accordingly. South Korea said on Sunday it will extend social distancing measures introduced to try to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus for another 6 days to January 3rd. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.